There's a story about a Christian man on a plane seated next to a man that was bowed in prayer for most of the flight. Finally, the praying man looked up and made eye contact with his fellow passenger, who said, "Hey brother, I'm so glad to see a fellow believer on this flight. I saw you praying, and I'm a Christian too." The man replied, "I'm not a Christian. I'm a Satan worshiper, and I was praying for the destruction of Christian marriages in America." The blood drained out of the Christian's face, and he was speechless. "Well, I used to know a Satan worshiper, and he told me things that would make your skin crawl. He shared with me that he graduated up the curve of Satan worship to the point where he had his own personal demon that went by an ancient name, and it spoke to him. It would order him to do things like to go out in the country at night and to steal a goat from a local farm, cut its throat with a knife, and offer it as a sacrifice to the devil. He told me his eyes were opened by his personal demon so he could see the spirit world. He saw demons everywhere. He said when he walked through a shopping mall, he could see demons in the crowd of people walking right beside them. He told me that when he visited the city of Rome, he felt it had the largest percentage of demons of any place he ever visited. He said that he became unsettled by it because it seemed the entire city was crawling with demons. We live in a day of increased demonic activity because we are living in the end times. Satan knows his time is short, and he roams about the land like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. His minions wreak havoc in many homes through divorce and suicide. When there is a vacuum, it is filled by other things. When the church is spiritually impotent and unable to push back the darkness in their own community, then wickedness will increase within that community. The lack of spiritual leadership in a community will be seen in the rise of crime and vice in that community. Let me explain what I'm talking about. Years ago, I was having lunch with a pastor from Glasgow, Scotland, and he told me the following story. He said he and a handful of pastors in the city became distressed at the rising levels of wickedness and evil within their community, and this began around the time some liberal city leaders changed the name of the time-worn slogan of Glasgow. He said that Glasgow used to have a city slogan for years, and it was seen in banners across the city. It said, "Let Glasgow flourish in the name of the Lord." But these godless city leaders changed the name to "Let Glasgow flourish," deleting the reference to God in their city banners. When that occurred, crime and wickedness increased in the city of Glasgow. Teenage pregnancies went up, drug use went up, public drunkenness went up, and crimes increased. Well, this group of concerned pastors pledged to one another that they would band together and gather for weekly prayer with the sole purpose of pushing back the darkness within their community. This they did. And after gathering for some months in humility and desperate prayer, they saw a breakthrough. Teenage pregnancies went down, drug use went down, public drunkenness went down, and crime decreased in their city. These dedicated, praying men made a difference. Let me ask you, friend, are you praying for the community in which you live in? Are you gathering with others to push back the darkness in your town, or does the devil have free reign? As we live in these end times, we will witness a battle taking place. It's a spiritual battle. So far in society, We have been losing that battle as homosexuality has been legalized, drugs have been legalized, perversion legalized, and sin is rampant as God and His Bible are legislated right out of the land. Oh, why are we losing this battle? I believe it's because our denominations have fallen into apostasy and our churches are powerless because of conformity and compromise with the world. But there are demons all around us. If we give them entry into our homes through presumptuous sins and by our choice of godless entertainment, then we will give the devil a foothold in the ground in the life of our family. If we are not constantly on the watchtower in prayer, in lives of godliness, then the devil can run all over us and make a mockery out of our testimony to the world. For the Apostle Peter admonishes us, "Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about, seeking whom he may devour." Let us pray.